This is The Full Spectrum. The show provides a wide range of news and competing opinions. The commentaries, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by segment hosts and guests do not necessarily represent those of WJSU-FM, Jackson State University, or its administrators. The content of this program is for informational and/or entertainment value only and not meant as an endorsement or recommendation in lieu of professional guidance on relevant topics.
It's the full spectrum. It's the full spectrum. We got news, entertainment, interviews, and so much more. It's the full spectrum.
On today's show, the special session to fund repairs to roads and bridges and other infrastructure projects begins. Welcome to The Full Spectrum for Thursday, August 23rd. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. And things have been happening this afternoon. As we speak, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that have happened. A lot of what I'm going to play for you, I'm going to take you to the Capitol today. I'm going to let you hear what was happening over there with the special session, but a couple of things have already happened. And I'm going to start with what I think is the big news that came out just a little while ago, maybe an hour and a half. This is from the AP. Mississippi senators are advancing a bill that would create a state lottery. This is the first time this has made it out of the Senate. And that bill, that lottery would earmark money for 10 years to be spent by the state transportation department. The Senate Highways and Transportation Committee approved Senate Bill 2001 today on a split voice vote. The bill moves to the full Senate for more debate. And as you know, it would then go over to the other chamber. But the fact that it made it out, I talked to a lot of legislators today who believed, we don't know what's going to happen yet, that if it made it out of that committee hearing, that we would have a lottery. So it looks like that might happen. Committee Chairman Willie Simmons, a Cleveland Democrat, says the lottery is projected to provide about $40 million to the state in its first year and about $80 million in later years. So I want to go back now to the beginning of the day. You know, we had heard from the governor this session was going to be starting, and the day started with a press conference from the Mississippi Legislative Democratic Caucus. And here's, it started with comments from Senator Derek Simmons, who's the chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus. Here's what he had to say to begin today's session.
The Mississippi legislature must stop conducting state business in private. Mississippi has an acute infrastructure crisis, and it cannot be addressed by cutting backroom deals. The problem is too complex and it's too great to attempt to address it in a two-day special session. In fact, as a caucus, we think it's irresponsible. We are dealing with a $400 million a year problem. And the leadership in this building is not serious about addressing the problem. If the leadership in this building was serious about addressing this $400 million a year problem, we will have public forums and we will have legislative hearings to get input from the general public, county supervisors, cities and towns, transportation experts, and other stakeholders. We need input from all of those stakeholders, because this is not a partisan problem. This is not a problem that could be fixed piecemeal. This is a Mississippi problem, and we need to fix this problem together. If we fix this problem together by getting input from the public and from other stakeholders in this state, we could not only fix our roads and bridges of yesterday and today, but also maintain those roads and bridges for tomorrow.
That was Senator Derek Simmons, who's chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus. He was followed during that press conference by the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, Representative David Beria, who we caught up with after the press conference. What you're about to hear now is a bunch of reporters pouncing on Representative Beria.
Representative Beria, talk to me about why you guys think it's better to have a more extended discussion about how to fund infrastructure in the state.
Because this is a huge problem. The magnitude, obviously a $400 million a year problem, but also it's 82 counties wide. So, you know, the solution that they seem to be proposing, we haven't seen it yet, is inadequate. It's also short term. And there's been no public input, and there's been no input really from supervisors or from municipal officials, and certainly not from rank-and-file legislators. Instead, just a few people come up with what they believe to be the plan, and then they foist it on us, and they say, it's take it or leave it, and you got to do it within 48 hours. This is not the way to comprehensively address the infrastructure problems in our state.
And because they are the majority, is this a done deal? If they bring their ideas to the table and they win the vote, this will happen today, that there will be some kind of reform on how to fund infrastructure, or do you guys think you can delay this?
Well, I don't know that we're trying to delay anything, but what we want to do is to be able to understand what's in the program that they are proposing. And as of 5:30 yesterday afternoon, they didn't understand what was in the program. There was no bill, and they couldn't explain the specifics of what they're proposing. And everybody should understand this. Whatever we pass in this special session is piecemeal. It's only a part of fixing a larger problem. The problem is a $400 million a year problem. We need to look 20, 30 years in the future, and what they're talking about in general terms would only raise about $120 million in revenue. It's not adequate.
I just have one more question about some of the proposals we've heard, from extra revenue from the general session or at the end of the fiscal year that they find rolling over to infrastructure projects, the lottery. What you have heard, is there anything that works in your mind?
Well, I mean, there is going to be an effort to take online sales tax revenue. There is a slight increase year over year in terms of the revenue. There will be sports betting revenue coming in fairly shortly, and then there is the proposed lottery. They want to pass a lottery and then dedicate that stream of revenue to roads and bridges. Now, all of those things together would be about $200 million. And again, we have a $400 million problem. If you take the lottery out, then you got $120 million. The lottery is not guaranteed to pass. The House has voted for a lottery several times, but we voted to direct that revenue to education. So this is different, and I don't think you can assume that it's even going to pass the House. It's got to pass the Senate and the House, and it's going to start in the Senate, as I understand it. So we'll have a hurdle there. We'll have a hurdle on our end as well.
Speaker Gunn told me yesterday that they're going to pass the same legislation they passed in January. Are you telling me that they're not going to?
What time did you talk to him?
Yesterday.
What time?
In the morning.
All right, 5:30 p.m. yesterday. He told us we're going to start with something like House Bill 722, but we're going to change the mechanism to send the revenue back to the cities and counties. We said, well, how are you going to change it? What's it going to look like? We don't know yet. We're still negotiating that. So that's where we are right now. As far as I know, we've not seen any bill. We've not seen any specifics that are going to be in the bill. So it's not going to be exactly like House Bill 722. And here's the other thing about that bill. It passed overwhelmingly, but it was in the first weeks of the session. And we were told that this is just a part of a more comprehensive way of addressing infrastructure. We weren't told that was going to be the only thing that we were going to do to address infrastructure. So if that's the only thing they're going to do, then I think you're going to see folks bulk, because we want a comprehensive way of addressing our infrastructure problem. Again, it's a $400 million a year problem.
And he told me in the morning that their business was going to be over by noon, by lunchtime. Did he tell you that in the following meeting?
I don't see that happening. He did tell us that the bill is going to pass the House. So, you know, I guess maybe he knows how his folks are going to vote on a bill that hasn't even been drafted yet.
And last question for me. Have you ruled out voting against this legislation coming out of the House?
I haven't ruled out anything because I don't know what's in the bill. And look, folks out there who are listening to this, they ought to understand and appreciate at least one thing. There are members of this legislature who actually want to see a bill, want to read the bill, and understand its contents before they vote on it. I mean, that seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Right now, we don't have anything in front of us to commit to. So anybody who gets up here and tells you they're committed to something, I'd like to know what it is they've seen that I haven't been afforded the opportunity to see.
Some of the things that you guys would add into this bill if you guys were able to kind of chime in on it.
Well, I mean, I think the starting place for us would be to put a freeze on the implementation of the $400 million a year corporate tax cut, because that is money that clearly could go to fix this problem. So without that money, we have to figure out other ways to raise revenue. And I don't have any problem with directing money from sports book. I don't have any problem with taking a part of the money that we will realize from online sales tax, but that's not enough. We have to come up with additional revenue if we really want to address this problem. And that's the point we're trying to make. We haven't had a process. We haven't had an open process with input from stakeholders to develop that revenue base. So right now we're coming in here and we're asked to vote on something that nobody's seen, and it's inadequate. It's a piecemeal approach, and there's been no public input.
What's the worst case scenario out of this 2-day deal?
Well, worst case scenario would be that that we get something done very hastily, that folks are just told to line up and vote on, and they do because their leadership tells them to do that, and it is inadequate to address the problem. And then the leaders walk out of this building and say, hey, we fixed the problem, and we never comprehensively address the problem. And so they go into election year next year and they say, we fixed that problem, but we really didn't fix it. That's worst case scenario, and that's what we don't want to see happen. Best case scenario is we spend the time necessary to comprehensively address this problem, get input from these supervisors, these municipal officials, you know, experts in the field, and we come up with a revenue stream, whether that's freezing the implementation of the franchise tax or something else, so that we can adequately and comprehensively address this problem.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll play you some of what we heard from the governor's press conference. Stick around.
Support of this program is made in part by Griffith Financial Services, helping Jacksonians with their retirement and life plans, as well as critical, chronic, and terminal illness protection. Griffith Financial Services is available at 800-361-6542 or griffithfinancialservices.com. For a consultation today, the More tab is at your fingertips.
Welcome back to The Full Spectrum on Cool and Current WJSU. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. And we're talking about today's special session to fund infrastructure and road and bridge repairs across the state. And we played you some sound from the press conference from the Mississippi Legislative Democratic Caucus that started the day. And before they could finish, barely, you could see the governor and the Republicans approaching the same location to start their press conference. And I'm going to play you some sound from the governor.
See, in April, I had to make a difficult decision to close over 500 bridges across the state of Mississippi. Bridges that were unsafe, bridges that really challenged the very safety of the motoring public. But I also made a decision at that time to move forward with funding, not just to close those bridges for the sake of closing them, but make sure that we had an opportunity to fund their repairs. The Mississippi legislature had the foresight and the leadership of the lieutenant governor and the speaker to put $50 million into a fund. So immediately the bond commission was able to put $25 million of those funds into local bridge, to our state aid road program. I call that a good beginning. Today, this legislature will vote on the Mississippi Infrastructure Modernization Act. It is a historic piece of legislation that will put more than $200 million a year into infrastructure across the state of Mississippi. In the next 5 years, this bill, if passed in totality, will add $1.1 billion to infrastructure. I think we have heard you call upon us to make a decision. Now, this was not done overnight or behind closed doors. Leadership of the House and Senate has been working on this since April. Our doors are always open. It's always interesting to me that sometimes members complain, oh, we didn't have access, and I never receive a call from them. They never knocked on our door and said, could I be a part of it? The last 2 weeks, I've called many of them in the opposition party and said, come to the office. Let me explain to you what we're doing. There's nothing to hide here. This is completely transparent. I'm not running for re-election. I don't need to campaign on anything. But the leadership here in the House and Senate understand it's time to get this done. We don't need to wait another week, another month, another 6 months. Repairs must begin immediately.
So that was the governor opening up his part of the activities today. This was before the actual special session started. When he finished, and also the speaker, or Speaker Gunn from the House spoke, Lieutenant Governor Reeves, who's the head of the Senate, he also spoke. Afterwards, of the reporters, we pounced once again, this time on the governor.
To ask you, as you know, Transportation Commissioner Dick Hall really, really wants gas tax. Could you react to that?
Yeah, I think it's a very regressive tax. We're looking at a majority of the funding from these dollars will go into areas where they're desperately needed, but you have what is often referred to as majority-minority. There's a lot of African-Americans, for example, living in those areas. So when you raise those taxes, you're looking at a regressive gasoline tax on a lot of people in the state of Mississippi that just simply don't have that additional money. I don't want to put that tax on anyone. Commissioner Hall certainly has the right to have his opinion on that. But I think it would be a difficult time just now to place a gasoline tax on the people of the state of Mississippi and on those that are in the economy and see it growing.
Want a cut of the internet sales tax?
I hope to add it today. The most important part that we must pass today is the infrastructure bill. We have a second call ready to go with VP. We're working out the discussion on that with the leadership on each side. It could be tomorrow before that occurs, but it is my desire to make sure that that gets into the call.
What's your response to Democrats who say there hasn't been an open session where people can hear ideas there? You didn't bring in people, commissioners, to hear and give their ideas. What's your response?
You always hear that complaint. They know this is a legislative process. We've been working on this since April. And May the 3rd was the first meeting. I would say that any member of the Democratic Party that calls and likes to meet with me, we go out of our way to meet with them. I haven't received those calls. I can't read their minds. They have to literally come to my office before we can discuss this, and none of them done it. Last week, though, I will say this, we began last week, I actually called the president or chairman of the Black Caucus in the House and Senate, met with both of them, met with Senator Willie Simmons, met with Representative Robert Johnson. So we've gone out of our way to try to meet with them. And I would just tell them in the future, if they want to meet, let us know.
Did they supply any ideas, anything to add to the bill?
Never one phone call, never one note, never. If they want to meet with us, all they have to do is come and meet. But there's been nothing secret about this. I mean, everyone knows what we've been doing. I said many times we were waiting on the United States Supreme Court to rule on the Quill case and make sure that we decide what happens in sports betting, that we were not going to entertain a gasoline tax. We have tried to be as transparent as we can.
Mayors want a cut of the internet sales tax. Is that going to be something that's a part of the special session? Divert some of that internet sales tax to mayors, to cities?
Absolutely. One of the things that I've been encouraged and been insistent on is we put as much money as we can into cities and counties. If it were up to me, I'd put all the money in there. But MDOT obviously has some roads that need repair.
But about 15% in our proposal will go to cities, about 15% of the use tax, 15% to counties, 15% to cities, and another 5% to state aid roads. So we're working hard to make sure we get it local.
Is there a number right now of what the lottery could possibly bring in?
We're trying to be very conservative. For the first year, we have zero in FY19, so we'll be setting it up. The next year, I believe we're looking at about $40 million, and eventually in 2023 or 4, it goes to about $80 million. And those are the best numbers that we've been able to obtain working with Arkansas and Louisiana, and really experts all over the nation.
And if that passes, how long would it be before Mississippians could actually buy lottery tickets?
I think even before the end of the year. So we're talking about 6 months. If we get it passed today, we begin to appoint a five-person council. Again, all of this is subject to change with the legislative process. We'd appoint a five-member board, much as the Gaming Commission. We would then have a commission, a corporation that would then be the Mississippi Lottery Corporation that would begin that process. We don't want to print tickets. We don't want to distribute tickets. We want to hire someone to do all of that, and the state of Mississippi recover the gains from it.
Governor, one of the questions or criticisms has been that we're talking about appropriating money that does not exist yet, or that we're just guessing on the estimates. What do you say to that?
I have to laugh because we do that every year. Every year in the legislature, we appropriate money that we anticipate will be brought in through tax revenue. That occurs on every budget that they've ever voted on. I don't mind an intelligent civil argument. That's part of the legislative process. But if you're not going to vote on money until you bring it in, you're going to have to come back in here every month, because we don't get the money usually till the end of the month when the tax collections take place. So every budget within the process, it's the last 100 years, has been projected revenue.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
Okay, so the governor had a lot to say there, and I want to recap something I told you at the top of the show, that the Senate committee that was dealing with a lottery bill has advanced that bill. That bill will now go back to the full Senate for a vote, and that's a major development. Some of the legislators I talked to today over at the Capitol told me that they believed that if that bill made it out of the Senate or even out of committee, that there's a good chance we would be have a state lottery. We will see. Also in that sound from that press conference or the questioning of the governor, you heard WAPT's Ross Adam asked him about money being diverted to cities. Was that on the table? I have more news to report from this afternoon. The Mississippi House is passing a bill that would provide a new stream of money to cities and counties for infrastructure spending. House Bill 1 passed the House 108-5. The bill would divert 35% of the state's current tax on internet and catalog sales to cities and counties, an amount House leaders say would be worth $110 million a year when fully implemented in 2022. So stuff is happening over the Capitol, but this will not be a one-day affair. Finally, you heard the governor say that he had talked to some legislators, and one of those legislators he mentioned was Representative Robert Johnson. I caught up with Representative Johnson to see what he and the governor talked about.
Talk to me about that discussion you had with the governor.
I met with the governor yesterday, and he laid out his proposal for infrastructure and talked to me about the urgency of it and why he thought he needed to do it now.
Which is one of the things that the Democratic caucus was talking about. They felt that this was a little rushed. They wanted more time to look over everything. Is that a valid concern?
Well, when you consider that we have a $400 million a year infrastructure problem, that's just on roads and bridges. The governor's proposal also includes working on water sewer. So we're talking about a major environmental and economic impact piece of legislation that they suggest we ought to be able to do it in a couple of days. But the other interesting part of that is, it's also new legislation we're going to do in a couple of days that will be funded by all new funds, internet use tax that we're going to collect, that we're just beginning to collect, lottery that we hadn't passed that they hope to pass during this session, and sports betting. All the numbers on that is speculative. So you have, the governor laid out what he thought we would collect, but we don't know. And so we'd like to see a bill. We'd like to see some research. We'd like to vote on something that we have, something concrete. The only concrete part of that that we know about is the $300 million, which I think is a good idea, $300 million that they're going to do for bridges, that they're going to bond. That money we can do. We can bond that, and we can pay the debt on it because we have the money to do that. But everything else is speculative.
The three things you mentioned, the sports betting, the lottery, and
internet
and the internet use tax.
Yeah.
Any of those things bother you, or are you okay with those as part of this package?
I'm okay with the I'm not okay with any of it being used for roads. I may be the lone Democrat, but I'll be the Democrat that tells you that the only sustainable, meaningful way to fund roads is with a use tax on vehicles, whether it be electricity, natural gas, but certainly gasoline.
I asked the governor about this because I recently interviewed Commissioner Hall, and he's big on the gas tax, and he agrees with you it's the only sustainable way, to do this.
Right.
But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Why do you think there's no appetite, especially since the gas tax has not been raised in a while?
We just don't have the political courage to do what needs to be done. You look at states like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, California. I was just recently in California. Gas prices are high, but they're working on their roads. And there's a petition floating to repeal the gas tax, but there's not any real support for that because people need the roads done. When people really want, when you want to fix that, that's what they did it in Arkansas with gas and with an additional percentage on the sales tax. But that is the only sustainable way. We're talking about doing something that we need to do in a major way with money that we don't even know how much we're going to collect. After we've already given away $500 million a year in the franchise tax and these other things that we gave away. So our budget just can't take the hit.
Don't take this the wrong way, you sound like a broken record. I remember talking to you when you were chairman.
Yeah.
Why do you think more hasn't happened? You had some great ideas back then, and clearly, given the state we're in now, when infrastructure starts to decay, you're only going to spend more money than if you had started back when you were talking about this or even before that.
Well, you're 100% right, Dwayne. In fact, when we talked about 4 years ago, that problem wasn't as big as it is now. It wasn't as expensive, and we didn't have 200 some odd bridges closed that we thought were going to have to be closed, but now they are actually closed. I thought by the time it reached this crisis state that the will would be there to do that. But people are so wed to their political ideologies, and they're so wed to the idea of what's going to get me beat or whether or not I can come back here. They forget that they're here to take care of the people of the state of Mississippi. And I just don't feel that way. And maybe because I've been here so long, I could stand to go home. If I have to make a vote that people don't like, but I know it's going to do some good, I'll do that.
How much of a not being able to come to an agreement on something, on some kind of package, is partisan problems as opposed to budget problems?
I think 80 to 90% of it is partisan problem, because when I talk to Republicans individually, they agree with me. But they tell me, I just can't do it. People would beat me. I would get beat if I did that. And then the rest of it is, you solve the budget with infrastructure, you solve it by doing what you need to do, and that is getting the money to where we got it 25 years ago, and it needs to be raised. But let's go back. It's not 80%. We have a serious budget problem as well, because we've taken a $500 million hit. And so that new money that we got coming in, we really need that money to go in the general fund to replace money we've taken out. Infrastructure needs to be new money that's based on infrastructure. That's what we need to do.
Any chance that there will be discussion about putting a hold on that next tax package, the $415 million package?
We plan, as Democrats, and some other legislators plan to introduce a bill during this session to repeal that, or to hold it in abatement, or just to hold it or put a moratorium on it until we can recover economically. And so I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but we're gonna roll it out there.
I got to ask you, how's it looking from the sidelines and not being the chair of that committee? Because really, this is one of the biggest games in town. This is critical. It's critical to businesses, to, just folks trying to get to and from work or the grocery store. You're a little bit on the sidelines now. How is it?
It's frustrating because I really, it's still an acute problem to me. And I still have people, even though I'm not the chairman, all those same people still come to me and ask me, what do you think you should do? I can make recommendations, but I'm not in a position to really push what I'd like to push. So it's frustrating, and I'd like to see. But I'll support anybody who gets out there and gets something done, because I know it's critical. We need to get it done.
Representative Robert Johnson, as always, good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you too, Dwayne. Thank you.
That is our show for today. I'm so glad you joined us, and I hope you enjoyed your trip along with me to the state legislature today, legislature over at the Capitol. Stick around, because coming up next, it's Latin Jazz with host Dale Morris. Have a great evening.